It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, let's get you caught up on where we're at and what's going on, because this thing is fun, number one. It's close. That's good. And nobody is quite out of it yet. So after last week, the results, I'm at 13-10. Chris is at 12-11. That's Turtle. Oren Big O is 12-11 as well. And Mike is 11-12, as he has a official dispute in about how he picked his picks last week. Now, with that said, Mike, we'll start with you at 11-12. This thing could go either way. And here's why this is going to be fun over the next 4 or 5 weeks. Because all it takes is one bad weekend, guys, and somebody's going to be potentially out of this thing. But nobody's going to get canceled, simply because, when I say that, if you're 10 games under, right, Mike?
Right. You're out.
You're out. And that's not happening right now with us. All right, Mike, what do you like? What do you got?
Hey, man, I really wanted to bet on Penn State, the logic being that this is finally, if ever there was a chance for Coach Hot Sauce, you know, Franklin, to beat Ohio State, this was going to be it. And then you find out that Drew Aller, their quarterback, still is not 100% with that leg injury, and he's trying to practice throwing off his other leg. How the hell are you going to do that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? How do you not? I mean, it makes no sense. It's almost like you're going to be throwing backwards. Either way, I toyed with the idea, but I said, no, I cannot touch this. And the hairless nuts may squeak one out. So I'm going to go with the dogs. You know, sometimes it's staring you right in the face. Georgia minus 14.5. Yeah, Florida might get some points on this. I almost like the over on that, but I got that for another game. Going to take the dogs to cover that 14.5. I think beating Texas was a big, big moment for Kirby. And Kirby always communicates how big this game is, especially these guys know it. Kirby was a star in this game back in the day, so Georgia is going to crush the Gators. As far as the pros, got the Falcons minus 3. See, Carl, I know you were goading me. You goaded me.
Yes, I did.
If you've been listening all week, we had, was it Mike Fisher was on with us?
Yep.
Fish was talking about all the things they got deficiencies in. Then Bobby Belt comes on from Dallas, says the same thing. Look, I still think the Cowboys are going to score some points, and that's why I'm taking the over, 51.5. It got up to 52 for a minute, but it's back to 51.5. I locked it in, but I didn't need to because it's the same number. But I think it's going to be a lot of points. I think the Cowboys are going to get 3 touchdowns because our pass rush, you know, I hope it materializes, but I still think Dak has got to have a bounce back. He can't be this bad, Carl, 3-4 weeks in a row.
I agree. I mean, I think he has to be extremely special for the Cowboys to have a chance to win this game. And what I mean by that is, number one, no turnovers. Mm. Number two, he has to literally deliver the football in places where his guys are able to make plays and only his guys, and might kind of carry the team with his throwing ability. And right. And he's not been able to show that he's been able to do that. But I'm with you. I don't expect him to play terrible. I know that Bobby said he just has been bad this year. But I'm with you. I think they score points. I just feel really good about our opportunity
now,
to win this
Chris,
game.
Chris, I just started screaming cities out. I just went, Chicago, apparently, when I was in Tampa Bay last year.
Bears.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then your final pick was Mizzou plus 17.5.
Oh, God. They didn't score a point.
No, they didn't.
No, that's tequila for you. You kids stay away from that stuff.
It's dangerous, man. It's a game changer. All right. Mike, and by the way, we pick against the spread. For those of you who are new to the show, we pick 3 games. It could be over-under. It could be 2 college, 3 college, 2 pro, 1 college. It doesn't matter. That's how this works. All right. Oren, what do you got?
All right. We'll start with the college ranks here. Give me Army minus 21.5 versus
Air
Force.
Oh, you're jumping on that Army bandwagon, huh?
Yeah, have you seen the helmets the Army guys are wearing?
I have not, but I'm sure they're going to be pretty awesome.
Carl, the cadet, they're wearing these black with a silver, like, skull and crossbones.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's Special Forces or Delta, whatever it is, it's badass. And they hate it. The service academies despise Air Force. They feel they've got lower standards than the Naval Academy and West Point.
Of course, yes.
And they feel they take in, like, mercenaries and for the pro. Either way, they want to destroy Air Force. I love the pick.
Yeah, so Carl rode the service academies before, so I'm going to ride that pick too. Switching to the pros, I kind of believe in Cleveland. So give me the Browns plus the 1.5 versus.
You know that white boy up the road,
M&M. From Detroit. That white boy from Detroit.
You know, by the way,
got him doing things.
Somebody is going through all of the old tweets now and other comments, and the one that just got brought back is when Jameis got his LASIK surgery. He goes, damn, Bruce Arians is white?
Never knew.
He's so damn silly, man. He is silly. I mean, to your point, I believe I get why guys would buy into him, but man, he says some crazy stuff.
But hey,
he's fun and entertaining, right?
He is, and I look forward to his pregame and postgame speeches on Sunday and after that win the Browns have. And then here's a fun fact I found, guys. Did you know the under is 7-1 in the last 8 Saints versus Panthers games?
Yeah.
So give me the Saints and Panthers under at 43.5.
Makes perfect sense.
Wow. Okay.
Because neither team scores a lot.
Neither one team scores.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 7-1 the last 8. The under has hit that game. So, yeah, give me the under 43.5 in that game.
Very nice. All right, guys, it is our pick segment. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You'll hear from Brian McFadden coming up as we talk about the Falcons and go around the NFL coming up in less than 10 minutes. Also, Falcon Report, and you'll hear from our quarterback in the 5 o'clock hour as the quarterback report with Dave Archer as we get ready for the Cowboys. All right, Chris Turtle, what do you got this week?
Did you know that the Arkansas Razorbacks scored 58 points last weekend in a win versus Miss State?
Mm-hmm.
They're not doing it again this weekend, I'll tell you that right now. So I am taking Ole Miss minus 7.5 at Arkansas. Suey comes back down to earth, and Jackson Dart throws for 3 or 4 touchdowns. Right. Give me the Commies, the Commanders, minus 4 at the New York Giants. Giants stink. Washington's really good. Pretty simple there. Take a bit of a gamble with my third pick. Give me Denver to cover the 10.
I'm on it.
At Baltimore.
That's a big number, you. Too, yeah.
It's a huge number. Denver's defense is
good.
Really good.
Bo Nix
and
playing well.
Baltimore has been shown that they can have a slip-up or two in the course of a season. So
Bo Nix, offensive rookie of the week.
Yeah, and give me Denver plus the 10.
Yeah, I'm on that, too. You can mark me down, Turtle, and that's where I will start. This is a very fascinating situation. First of all, Lamar missed a couple of days of practice this week. He's back. He says he's ready to play. But I don't think people around the league are talking enough about how good this Denver defense is. And it's going to keep them in the game. It's going to be a lower-scoring game than you expect. And I don't expect that the Ravens, even if they win by 10 or more. I'm with you on this, and I think this is going to be one of the better games of the weekend, to be quite honest with you. I don't think Denver wins, but they could because of the way that their defense is balling out. They have, Mike, legitimately 5 or 6 guys that gets after the quarterback. 5 or 6, not one. So we'll see how that plays out. On the college ranks, guys, I'm going Oregon. I know it's hard to believe that they're really that good at number one, but let me tell you something. They're going into the big house. They are averaging over 300 yards passing the ball. Michigan is not good at stopping the pass. They're not good at stopping the run. The main thing is Oregon scoring 35 a game, and Michigan's only scoring about 21. This is going to be a double-digit win for Oregon, and they, in my opinion, will remain number one when the new college football rankings come out, unless something happens with the committee where they just want to throw a wrench in the things because we still have so many interesting games in front of us. And then I am going to go back to college, and Mike, I'm with you. The Penn State game, I kept thinking about this, and Penn State's defense could keep them in this game. It's close. It's only a 3-point spread, guys. I think everybody thinks this is going to be a lot closer because they're at home. The quarterback situation is a big deal. But Ohio State's offense is better, and that's where they have the edge. And if late in this game they need it, I think they can go down and score. But I am going to ride with the team that I rode with last week because after watching them, now I've seen them 3 times, Indiana's going to beat Michigan State. And they're going to beat them by 7 or more. I think it's 7.5. Turtle, write it down. Indiana keeps this ride rolling. Everybody keeps saying this is a spot. They're going to screw up at some point. I don't think this is the game in which they screw up. When you look at their schedule, they remain undefeated, and we kept talking about this. Mike and I saying, who's going to be that undefeated team that everybody goes, all right, they deserve a chance, even though they were a team on the outside looking in. They play Michigan at Michigan this weekend, Michigan State, should I say. They get Michigan at home, and then at Ohio State, Mike, on the 23rd of November. That is the game I think Indiana falters in. They get their one loss, and then we'll see how the rest of the Big Ten looks. But I'm taking Indiana again this weekend.